You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text, the number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy show coming up for you today. Hour number two, we're going to kick everything off with Darren Von Rudin. He is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. He's been on the show numerous times. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about trade deals with China.
The shutdown and its effect on farmers.
Absolutely.
And the dairy modernization bill in Wisconsin. So there'll be a very interesting discussion.
Probably languishing.
Yeah.
I would imagine. So audio sorbet today.
Ooh.
Where we lighten things up and get away from the news. That happens around 10:35. It's a momentous day.
Why is that?
On this date, November 5th, 1955.
This sounds like a very famous and important day in history.
Dr. Emmett Brown invented the flux capacitor.
And time travel would never be the same or a thing again.
Right. Yes, Back to the Future, flux capacitor, which enabled time travel, was invented on this date, according to Back to the Future movies. So we're going to talk about movies and movie posters, specifically.
Yes.
Because there is a particular tie to Back to the Future and movie posters, hand-painted movie posters.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. So that is going to be audio sorbet in hour number two, and then we'll wrap it up, as we always do, with this shouldn't be a thing. Today, the Clone Zone edition. This should not be a thing.
Yes, indeed.
Stick around for that. That's coming up at the very end of the show. We're going to talk about the elections that were not in Wisconsin.
It's great to cover. It's great to talk about the elections in your pajamas.
Somebody said, "Who was it?"
It was Jenny in our chat saying, "It's really great to be talking about this here instead of on the air because it's not Wisconsin
for once.
For once.
But we will be talking about the results of the election from around the country that happened last night. Some pretty big news.
And some pretty big discussions that will be happening for the next few weeks that will really influence the next year, because between now and next year, we'll be seeing the midterms, we'll be seeing candidates, commercials,
lots
text
of
messages,
commercials.
But it's about crafting a message, and we're going to talk about who could claim some high ground if they do it right, but we'll be talking about this for weeks and months, don't you worry.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Wanted to start off with this, though. This is from Wisconsin Public Radio, Rich Kremer. With the byline, GOP bill, this is here in Wisconsin, GOP bill to ban ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin spurs intra-party debate. Backers say the plan is in line with those of Donald Trump. A GOP critic, says it's not reality-based.
The legislation itself.
The legislation itself, yes. During a hearing yesterday before the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections, a relatively newly elected state representative, Lindy Brill, a Republican from Sheboygan Falls, said that her measure might be one of the shortest bills of the session. It has just one line, this measure from Representative Brill, which says, quote, no municipality may employ a drop box, unquote, to collect absentee ballots. Since 2020, drop boxes became a big flashpoint in the state after Trump and others claimed without confirmed evidence. That's kind of an important little caveat there. Without confirmance that drop boxes are a source of widespread election fraud.
Yeah. We talk about this every month now, once a month. This constant push from the GOP to vilify, demonize, and then make illegal any form of voting that isn't on the day, in person, with ID, fill it out, put it in the box, That's the only way they want it. Well, that's the only way, honestly, Donald Trump wants it, because as we saw last year,
right.
we saw Brian Schimming, who is the head of the GOP of Wisconsin, push the narrative of bank your vote. Vote early.
Yes.
It's safe. It's reliable. And
it's
honestly,
a good way to vote.
It really did the Republicans well last year.
It's
been clocked that more people voted absentee than ever, as usual, because that's what always happens. More people take advantage. And a lot of people who did voted for Republicans.
They did.
Because they were given a message that it's safe. But at the same time, as they were saying it, Donald Trump's on the stump last year saying it's inaccurate, it's a fraud, it's fake, it's election stealing. I do not understand how they keep kicking this dead horse. And the fact that it's one line
yeah.
says everything to me.
Yeah. Well, and again, it just seems like Republicans just want to make voting harder.
Yes, yes.
Much harder.
Voter ID laws. Voter ID in the Constitution. Telling people that citizens can are the only ones allowed to vote. Which, I don't know if you know this, Jane. That was always the case.
Was it? Because I saw in Texas,
yeah.
Governor Greg Abbott
yeah.
crowing about how they entered that into the Texas Constitution,
mm-hmm.
that only American citizens can vote in U.S. elections. That's already the law.
Yeah. Now, if I'm not mistaken, there are certain municipalities around the country where, and these are in local municipal elections, where non-citizens can vote, but you have to then have a series of permit, like you have to be living there. Like there are things.
There's a whole process.
There's a process to being able to be a non-citizen voter in that municipality. But leave it to Texas.
Yeah.
To put it on their state constitution, Proposition 16, passed 7228.
Yeah.
Which means a lot of people, regardless of their party, voted for this, as we saw with the enshrining of voter ID into the Wisconsin Constitution, because people see that and say, well, yeah, totally. But as you said off air, and we've said before, measures like this are solutions in search of a problem.
Right.
We do not have evidence of massive, widespread voter fraud, no matter who says it, whether it's Lindy Brill in the Wisconsin State House, or it's Caroline Leavitt in the White House, or it's Mike Johnson in the Speaker's office. There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud through this country. These are measures that are costing the taxpayers dollars because they have to print the words on the ballot.
Yeah, this all costs us money.
Costs us money.
Like all of those lawsuits looking for the mm-hmm. stolen election.
Yeah.
That $2 million we paid to Michael Gableman,
yep.
that was our money.
That was our money.
That was Wisconsin taxpayer money.
Absolutely.
And what? Just remind me, what did Michael Gableman find after that $2 million worth?
Let me refer to the notes from Robin Voss's statement.
Yes.
Nothing.
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 Okay,
at
nothing.
All.
Thanks. Good. Money well spent there.
Money well spent.
Money well spent. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join our conversation. Cindy from Appleton joining us on Matt and Air on Air. Good morning, Cindy. What do you want to say?
Well, with the Democratic sweep last night, I know this whole election, you know, trying to make it harder for people to vote is going to become ramped up now by the mm-hmm. Republicans,
yep.
obviously.
Yep.
And I just hope, though, with all this sweep of the Democrats, that this doesn't go to their head and they get cocky.
Well, we're gonna be talking. Go on, Cindy.
We still have a lot of work to do,
yes.
and Wisconsin still has not turned against Trump yet. So we have got our work cut out for us here yet. So
yep,
thank you very much.
That's
Cindy.
A great point, Cindy.
Yeah,
thank you.
And that's something that I want to talk about more in the next half hour regarding last night's elections, and we'll talk to Dan about this, and we'll talk to everybody about this. We'll get sick of talking about elections, but it's really about the fact that for the past year, the story has been the Democrats lost the narrative, Democrats lost the election, Democrats lost the people. And last night showed that when you run good candidates and you have a good message.
A good short message.
Yes. And then you're running succinctly against authoritarianism, that people throughout the country will respond to your message. Now, what they do with that is up to them. They cannot get complacent, but we'll talk about that more later. I want to talk more for a moment about Lindy Brill, who
yeah.
is this representative who put forth this one-line bill to get rid of drop boxes in Wisconsin, even though, by the way, I don't know if you know this too, Jane. Welcome to the segment we call Greg Asks Jane. Do you know, by the way, The Wisconsin State Supreme Court has already ruled that drop boxes are
legal.
They're legal.
They did in 2024.
And on top of that, along with no evidence of widespread voter fraud in Wisconsin, the problem is that Representative Brill doesn't really know if she can trust that. Calvin, we have a clip of an exchange between her and Representative Lee Snodgrass on this topic of not only drop boxes, but where you get your facts. Calvin, play that.
Could you tell me your source on the 2020 municipalities that claimed that there were no fraud?
It's an Associated Press survey. You can find it, and I don't have my computer in front of me.
Well, then I don't know that I consider that a valid source.
Associated Press?
The Associated Press.
I don't always see everything from the Associated Press being absolutely valid, but that might be where you and I find truth in different spots.
What?
This might be where we're finding facts in different locations.
I think that the issue is that I am basing my concern on this bill with the facts is that incidences of tampering of absentee ballot drop boxes is very minimal.
Based on the Associated Press.
Based on many things.
Many.
I'm happy to provide you with a lot of sources after this.
I'm answering your question that you provided just now.
Great.
And then I would just like to say at the end of everything, I'd like to thank our president for leading the charge on this. He was the one who introduced this in the first place, and I'm thankful that I got to introduce in Wisconsin alongside him. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to get to talk about it because this is true election reform that our state needs.
I think that says everything.
It says a lot.
That was Representative Lindy Brill, who was calling into question the veracity and the truthfulness of the Associated Press, you know, that left-wing liberal shill.
That's sketchy. Associated Press has only been around for what?
Soros run the Associated Press, Jane?
I find it interesting that Representative Brill says that we get our facts in different places. So where, Representative, are you sourcing your Alex Jones InfoWars?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are your sources of accurate information? I would be curious to know that.
That was the largest takeaway. The second place takeaway for me was the ending where she had to lick the boots of the president.
Well, that was well done.
Because
she slid that in
pretty
nicely.
Yeah, someone wants to be lieutenant governor or a congressman one day, and she's gonna bow down to whomever is needed to be bowed down towards, and that's Donald Trump. And yeah, we look for facts in different places. That to me, it's kind of a throwback. It's a throwback from the early days of 2017, where I can't remember her name right now, was saying alternative facts.
Oh, that was Kellyanne Conway.
Alternative facts. Yeah. And then we just bought it. Yep. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yep.
Really quick before we run to grab ourselves some snack and some water, Tony on the live stream says something very important, that it's still about MAGA looking out for billionaires and not working Americans. Yay, Dems won last night, but the government is still closed, and SNAP is still a problem people face today. That's absolutely correct.
Yep.
We can't take our eyes off the ball right now. Too much is at stake.
We're to continue this conversation. You can join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment like Tony did on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Been talking about a new Republican bill that would ban absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin, brought forth by relatively newly elected Representative Lindy Brill. It contains just one line: no municipality may employ a drop box to collect absentee ballots. Of course, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's former conservative majority ruled that they were illegal in 2022. Mm-hmm. In 2024, after a new justice was seated on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, they voted to reinstate drop boxes. And I found this interesting also. Representative Scott Krug, another Republican, said he has a reality-based problem.
Don't we all, sir?
Right, with the bill, and asked Representative Brill if she thinks the governor will sign it. And she said no, but as a follower of Jesus Christ, she believes there's a chance that Evers could have a change of heart. Krug, not impressed, said, quote, it's not going to change the Supreme Court's opinion on drop boxes. It's not going to change the governor's opinion on drop boxes. We still have a problem in our communities. That's what I'm trying to get to, is knowing politically where we are and dealing with realities, unquote.
There is so much from there that we could cancel everything for the rest of the show and
just talk about this,
that story. Let's start with the blaring part about this entire conversation between the two of them. Do you think the governor will pass this? Her response,
no.
That means that this is a performative measure.
Yes.
The fact that it is one sentence makes it a performative measure. The fact that she doesn't really care, I think, about drop boxes, because I'll say this. She didn't say that. I will make the assumption she doesn't really care about drop boxes, because as we said earlier, it has been proven now through the last election that drop boxes are not only safe, but people of all types of voting use drop boxes.
Republicans too.
So how about this? Take this one off your plate. Stop making this a source of pain for yourselves to have to put out there in the world of interviews, legislation. Just be like, hey, let's move on to something else. Drop boxes aren't the problem that we're trying to make it into. They actually work for us. How do we make them even better? How do we include just, and I'm not even talking about all forms of early voting. Drop boxes, just take it off the plate. You're making it harder. Work smarter. But instead you're doing this.
Well, and Krug also asked her if she would be open to creating statewide standards for drop boxes.
Yeah.
So we all have to follow the same rules as far as the drop boxes go, that Evers could potentially sign that. Mm-hmm. And she said no. She's not open to amending it at all. It's just, no,
well,
you cannot have drop boxes.
What's there to amend? It's like eight words in a sentence. And right. On top of it, too, pulling in the Jesus thing. I mean, you do a disservice to your religion,
to your faith.
Religiosity and your faith and all those who may share the same form when you say things like that. Because I'm pretty sure Jesus never made a comment about drop boxes.
I think I could be wrong. But I'll check the New Testament.
Thank you.
I think you're right on that. I think you're right. 855-752-4842. Bob from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to check in with?
Good morning, Jane, and have a good retirement.
Thank you, Bob.
You know, when you're retired, every day is Saturday.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. I look forward to it.
You'll lose track of your days. You'll have to go look on the calendar.
What about the elections, Bob? What do you think?
Well, I sincerely want to thank Donald Trump. He went over and above what he did for us. And I'm hoping he keeps up the good work for the midterms.
You think it was we can thank the president for the result, for last night's results?
Yes.
Well,
if you watched in California, there were lines all around the building.
Yeah.
People lined for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prop 50.
What I find so interesting, and we're going to talk about more about these elections after the bottom of the hour news, Bob, but what I find so interesting about this is the California redistricting only happened because of what Abbott did in Texas.
Correct. This was
a response to something that Republicans did.
Yeah.
They are the ones who started this, and California was responding, and California spoke up, right, Bob?
You bet they did.
Yeah.
And I heard one Republican strategist referred to it last night as a bloodbath for Republicans.
Yeah, it was not a good night.
Yeah.
I don't know that they expected to win, but I don't think they expected to lose by these margins.
And again, I think what you just, what we just talked about too, about the Texas and California, is a very important point to go back. And it refers to what we talked about earlier, is that in the face of losing elections, you should come together post-mortem, talk about what went wrong.
Talk about your messaging.
Talk about your messaging. How do you get to voters? There's actually easier ways to get to voters than doing what they're doing, which is always trying to make voting and winning, making voting harder and making winning the only possibility by changing districts, adding seats, changing voting laws.
Yeah, not changing their policies, which are not popular.
And also, is really quick too, the Supreme Court is looking at the Voting Rights Act too. That is also going to be a huge thing too in this entire landscape.
News is coming up next, and then we'll continue talking about last night's elections. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck. Sweet Calvi on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 10 o'clock news, Darren Von Ruden will join us, the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Lots of things to talk about, including deals. Or no deals. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that a show? A deal or no deal with China and soybeans and much, much more. Also another languishing farm bill. So Darren Von Ruden joining us after 10 o'clock. I hope you can stick around. Wanted to talk a little bit about the elections last night that for once we didn't have in Wisconsin.
Way to go us. My goodness.
Nice to have a night off.
It's good to watch it from the couch eating some popcorn and being like, oh, this is. And it felt, and unlike last year. I mean, we had a good election in April. That was good stuff.
It was.
That felt good.
It was.
But November, today, a year ago today, we were like, we had like glimmers of hope. And then about 12 hours later, like.
That was gone.
But last night, there was some breathing sighs of relief. There was great stuff coming out of the elections around the country. People were voting for individuals. I personally felt like, I'm not going to speak for Jane, Cal, or Civic Media on the whole, but I felt like people who are running not only for the good of their state or their municipality, but also against the policies of Donald Trump, which not good.
No. And people apparently are not happy with the current administration because they lost resoundingly.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everywhere across the country, even in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Mississippi.
It was... I don't want to call it a shellacking, but it seems like that's what this was. I mean, it would, you know, people throw around the word mandate a lot now. Yeah. And I understand that in last night's case, you can use that. But I really think it was just a resounding message from the people of those various states and municipalities saying, we either want something else or we want to keep it the way we have it because this is what works for us as far as like Pennsylvania's Supreme Court.
Right.
And I mean, it'll be interesting to see New York City, but yeah, I mean, the results came in last night and it was just resounding.
It really was. And according to exit polls, and this is an article from NPR, exit polls found that in all major contests, so these would be the governor's race in Virginia and New Jersey, the mayor's race in New York, and Proposition 50 in California, voters said the economy was the most important issue, and they sided with Democrats overwhelmingly. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. When we go back to the Biden presidency and the problems that we had with inflation,
yes,
and the problems with prices rising,
yeah,
and the Democrats made a big mistake in not addressing that and not addressing that reality that, yeah, people were seeing at the kitchen table. And now the Republicans have done that times 500.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery prices are down. The president says that almost every day.
Yeah.
Grocery prices are down when folks who actually go into grocery stores,
yeah,
unlike the president.
Well, no, he doesn't go to Pick and Save.
He doesn't. No, that's not true.
Yeah. There was something there. Okay. So back in the day of Steve Jobs and Apple, there was something called the Steve Jobs reality distortion field, where you could walk into a room and say, oh, there's a computer for $2,500. I don't need that computer for $2,500. By the time he got done talking, he could make it where you say, I need that computer for $2,500. I feel like it's the same idea here. They're trying to create a reality distortion field where they just keep telling you that grocery prices are down, gas is down,
right.
Gas is fluctuating. By the way, we were talking about gas being down with Mr. Global. It's $3 where I live now.
Oh, is it back up?
It's $2.99 a gallon.
No.
But it's this, they think that by pushing the same talking points over and over again, going back to drop boxes, going back to anything coming out of Caroline Leavitt's mouth, coming out of anything that comes out of Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House's mouth, it's just trying to create this distortion field in which people will be eventually hypnotized into thinking they're right. There are people out there who think they're right. There's no getting around them. They are correct, Jane. You are wrong, and you are a communist, and then the feminist, and the Marxist. You are in caravans. You are invading the country.
Yes.
But—
And I have no kids.
They think that this message is resonating with people, and it's not. It's stuck with some, but it's only making them look more and more out of touch. And I think last night's election showed that this message is not working.
Yeah, it's not working. They got problems. 855-752-4842. Troy from Mount Horeb is joining us. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for checking in. What'd you want to say?
Have you seen the racism of these people?
Yes.
For Mamdani?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
You know, all the 9/11 memes and or videos in
yes.
New York forgot, and what a load of garbage.
Yeah, and how insulting. You know, seriously, how insulting.
Yes.
I saw someone on Twitter this morning saying, well, now New York City is a third world country. What?
I saw somebody, Twitter was a
sewer.
Hellscape last night.
A sewer.
With the worst versions of people out there. And from the funny tweets of like one person said, a majority of New Yorkers rejected this. Like, no, they voted for it. I'm looking at the numbers right now. To posting pictures, as you said, Troy, of 9/11 or horribly racist memes of Muslim people. It just, but there's a glimmer of silver lining hope in that is that it did no good.
Well, it hasn't. Yeah, it didn't work.
It didn't work.
But again, as soon as anything bad happens in New York City,
yes,
they're going to jump on this. But don't you think too, Troy, that these kinds of horrible, blatantly racist, this is where Donald Trump has brought us.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. This is who he and his people are.
Yeah.
You know, they can't turn their backs on it because they show themselves every time they get a chance to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disturbing. Thank you so much, Troy. Really appreciate it.
I kind of had to put it down, but then I pick it up. Twitter is an awful place now. And it just every single tweet I'm coming across is just these horrifically mean-spirited things. Really quick, an example of what you can call a mandate or just an overwhelming, voice of the people. In Virginia, Abigail Spanberger won the governor's race against Winsome Earl Sears.
Right.
And I just want to bring up a number really quick. In 2021, Glenn Youngkin, who is the current governor, won by less than 2%. Just less than 2% against Terry McAuliffe. Last night, Abigail Spanberger, and it's not all counted, but right now she has a 15-point lead.
That's pretty big.
I think in a state like Virginia, who also elected an AG who is a Democrat, who came up against horrible controversy and lots of racism too.
Yeah.
15 points in that race says something from the people of Virginia.
Yeah.
That is a massive, massive message to, I think, the Trump administration, the message they're trying so hard to push and what good it will do you instead of just maybe, I don't know, opening back up the government and giving people snap and something.
Like negotiate.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, negotiating. If you're just joining us on Matt and Aaron Air, we're talking about the election results from across the country last night. You can always join us. Check in on this at 855-752-4842. Jean from Eau Claire. Good morning, Jean. How are you feeling this morning?
Wonderful. I slept really good, I gotta tell you. But I gotta tell you, I'm not gonna tell you how I feel, about the future here, but I'm going to relish every moment that I get to hear your voice. Okay there, lady?
Oh, thanks, Jane.
Anyway, you know, this is a kick in the keister for those people.
Yeah.
Because they have been lies, and fraud and abuse. I mean, people are waking up. You know what? They can spend all the money they want, but we're Americans. And the state of Wisconsin said, we're not for sale. Well, the United States of America is not for sale, and we got the biggest fraudulent salesperson up there in the head, and people aren't buying their lies anymore. Fact is a fact, and a lie is a lie. So, honey, on the board or in the assembly, keep your lies to yourself, because yeah. We ain't buying, and I'm sorry to say that, but that's my personal opinion, and you guys keep up the great work. We love you. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Gene. Really, I mean, appreciate it.
That's a very, very... when the history books look at post-Trump second term, or post, let me say, post-2024 election, let me rephrase that, post-2024 election, you know, Wisconsin was the big news story.
Yes.
You know.
We rejected Elon.
Beat back Elon Musk.
Yep.
And not only beat back, but once that happened, he left.
Yeah.
He had seen that he was vulnerable.
He's kind of scurried away.
Exactly. The power was taken away from him by a state like Wisconsin, by a candidate who just was running on their values for what they thought could come to the courts. And I think as far as how this has to do with Wisconsin, because all elections run through Wisconsin now because we are who we are. But I think that what happened in Wisconsin in spring set the pace for where the message was going to go.
Well, and it's interesting because I found an article this morning. There was a couple of elections in Colorado that had to do with funding lunches at schools and feeding children. And a report that I read, and unfortunately I can't remember where I saw it, but pointed out that one billionaire in Colorado is the one who is funding fights against these measures. And that made me think of our discussion with Chuck Collins yesterday from Patriotic Millionaires, who said one of the big dangers of having billionaires essentially buying our elections, it's not the legislation that they want to see enacted. It's about the legislation they can stop,
which
that's good for other people.
Which makes me ask the question, how does feeding school children
harm
a billionaire in Colorado?
How does that hurt you?
Or are you just twisting your mustache thinking about tying a lady to the railroad tracks? I mean, you must be purely bad if that measure makes you say, nope, this is what I'm going to spend my money on.
But I think it was another rejection of this big money coming in and trying to dictate things.
Which speaks volumes to the fact, whether you're talking about Wisconsin in the spring or this measure, both of these were non-sexy big-time elections, a Supreme Court race and a ballot measure, speaks to what happens when the people pay attention.
Yep.
Listen up, make their voices heard. It's about paying attention, keeping your eye on the ball. Can't pay attention to everything, but things like this is how we tell the billionaires and the ruling class, nah, we're not for
sale.
Nice
try, though, but we're not buying it. We don't have a lot of time, Jack. We're going to take you on the other side if you can hang on for a little bit. And if you would like to join us, you can call or text in as well at 855-752-4842. Should we play that little clip from Carolyn Lips-Levitt?
Let's do it.
Talking about facts. Calvin, play that clip, please, from the White House press secretary.
The president posted on True Social that the voting underway in California is, quote, rigged. What evidence does he have of that? And what does it mean that mail-in ballots in that state are under legal and criminal review? By whom and why? And also, in this vein, does the White House still plan to issue an executive order banning mail-in voting? And what legal authority do you have to do that?
The White House is working on an executive order to strengthen our elections in this country and to ensure that there cannot be blatant fraud, as we've seen in California with their universal mail-in voting system.
Wait.
It's absolutely true that there are fraud in there's fraud in California's elections. It's just a fact. It is just a fact. They have a universal mail-in voting system, which we know
is
ripe for fraud. And if you want to deny that, I'm happy to provide you all of the evidence for it. I'd be glad to send that to you after this briefing.
Why don't you share the evidence with the room?
It seems like a pretty big accusation.
Well, and if you've got the evidence for it that proves it, unequivocally.
That sounds like a story.
Why wouldn't you share that with everyone?
Front page news.
One wonders. Mm. We will continue this on the other side. Again, Jack, hang on. We'll get to you right off the top here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide country. Why you can even pick us up around the globe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Cal Zone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up next hour, Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, joining us after the 10 o'clock news. We will lighten things up for the last half an hour of the show, as we always do, with Audio Sorbet, where we take a breath. Talk about silly things. So I don't crack up, essentially. That's why we do it. Right. It's a momentous day. The flux capacitor was invented on this date in November 5th in 1955.
It's a real day in history to remember.
Right.
To enshrine.
To enshrine, exactly. So we're going to talk about Back to the Future and movie posters.
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap it up, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Clone Zone edition, so stay tuned for that. Right now we're talking about last night's election results from around the country. Democrats overall did very, very well. And taking your calls at 855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack, thank you for your patience. Jack, what did you want to say about this?
Well, first, Jane, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you, Jack.
Many people told me when I retired, and it's been a decade, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I am so busy, you would not believe it. You know, I get music gigs. I'm visiting relatives all over the country. It's a great time. It's time to do everything that you ever thought you really wanted to do, but you just never quite had the time.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm looking forward to it. I am going to miss everyone here like mad. I really am.
Yeah.
But as I've said before, they're not getting rid of me completely yet. I'll be showing up here and there, whether they like it or not.
Oh, look, Jane's back.
Didn't we kill her key card? Someone kill her key card. Anyway, Jack, what did you want to say about last night's elections?
First of all, I don't like the term drop boxes. It's convenient shorthand, I admit that. But a more accurate term is authorized ballot collection stations. That's what they really are.
Sure.
And I really wish, I really wish the media would stop calling them drop boxes. It's really kind of a pejorative, and at least it's become that. But finally, in the 1980s, I'm an old fart, and in the 1980s, I recall reading that if the entire Republican agenda were enacted, voters would remember the damage that it caused. Republicans wouldn't have control of our nation for at least a generation. Well, that agenda wasn't completely enacted. So Republicans and Democrats have kept changing control for the last 40 years. Project 2025 is becoming implemented
yep.
every single part.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's even worse than that original Republican agenda. I have no doubt that what happened in yesterday will happen across the nation.
If
it's a big if.
Yes.
If we have free and fair elections in this country, and that's the thing I'd be concerned about. And the first thing I would say is this: beware of your voter registration. Go to myvote.wi.gov and check your registration. 190,000 people were purged from Wisconsin's voter rolls within the last few months, just because they hadn't voted since Biden got elected.
Right.
And there's no, this is routine maintenance. There's no proof that any one of those voters was ineligible, but they're gone from the rolls.
Yeah.
So check your registration. Make sure you're up to date. But I'm still concerned about what's going to happen at the federal level. We've already got troops in the streets.
Yep.
We've got ICE that's shot American citizens and hauled them off to foreign countries. I mean, this is an authoritarian regime. Beware of November 2026 mm-hmm. and 2028. That's what I'm going to say. Make sure you're registered. And, you know, unless somebody's pointing a gun at you, get out there and vote.
Yeah. I really appreciate it, Jack. Thank you. And you're right. I think this is going to encourage more redistricting in Republican states because this is not a good indicator for the midterm elections.
Well, it's
and so they're going to have to do something to try and stop this from happening again.
Well,
and I just think that they're going to try and rig the maps even more.
Yeah, because rigging the voting rules isn't helping them either. Because they're doing things like only U.S. citizens can vote. Well, that doesn't help or hinder you. That's just saying out loud again what already was the case. So they're going to try everything they can. And going back to something you said earlier is look at the party who's trying to make it harder for people to vote and making it easier for them to stay in power. What does that say about that party? They're not willing to admit defeat. They're not willing to take in stock of what they should do to help the people they serve. Instead, they just want to rally the troops and create these terms where they can't leave because you can't vote them out. And you can't vote them out because they've taken away certain aspects of your ability to access the ballot. And that is one of the big things. And I'm glad that Jack said it out loud. MyVote.WI.gov.
We harp on that all the time.
Talk about it all the time.
Yep.
And whether it's acts of nefarious natures or whether it's just simple voter roll upkeep, maintenance, as Deb Cronmiller from League of Women Voters of Wisconsin has said, whether it's for good or for bad, check out your registration. Make sure you're registered. Make sure you know who represents you. Talk to them. Tell them what you expect out of your leaders. But myvote.wi.gov.
Just make sure that you're still registered as a voter and check it a couple times a year.
Yes.
It takes you 3 minutes.
Yeah.
We have news coming up next. And when we come back, Darren Von Ruden will be here, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. So stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.